Hello, John Hanson. How are you?
Doing good, John. How are you doing today?
John is the host of the
Money Matters.
Your Money Matters. Actually, I'm reading this and now I threw myself off. John Hanson, host of WGN Radio, broadcast editor at Block Club Chicago, arena host for the Chicago Blackhawks, and also guy that works at WGN Radio. Did I miss anything?
I'm the guy that reads old newspapers, so you don't have to.
So 100 years ago, I mentioned, was it late last week or early this week, the Scopes Monkey Trial began in Dayton, Tennessee. 100 years ago, right now, it would have been broadcast on WGN Radio, which was a big national deal. And I actually talked about that on Friday. So you noticed an article about that. What did you see?
Well, I like to every now and then just go 100 years back in the Tribune and see what they're talking about. I don't know why I like to do this so much, but I do it every day. And I noticed a couple things. First of all, on page 3, I hadn't realized, maybe you knew this when you went down there, John, 25 years ago, but there was an expected day of the trial that was supposed to be broadcast on WGN. But when the trial started and they started to broadcast, it turns out they couldn't because a bunch of the telephone poles that carried the I don't know, whatever it carried, the sound waves, through up to Chicago had been destroyed in a big storm that went through the area in southern Ohio. And the engineers had to work all through the night to try and repair this thing. So listeners in Chicago who had gathered around to hear it didn't hear anything. They heard a violin playing instead for about 6.5 hours. They fixed it for the next day of the trial. But I'd never heard that. That was fascinating.
I didn't know that part of the story. I did know that they ran special lines via AT&T from Dayton, Tennessee to WGN Radio to broadcast the trial, and that it cost the station $1,000 a day back in 1925. But the station did bear that expense, and people dialed in. I didn't know that. And then, son of a gun, a storm in Ohio! Wow.
But it's the other things in the paper around this whole trial, which I find you can just find direct links to the way people still think today in many ways. And one of them was the column directly to the left of the story about the storm. Yeah. Do I have time to give you a little of that, John?
Do.
It's from an unnamed columnist who goes by Scrutator? I don't know. That word apparently means a person who investigates, examines, or scrutinizes something.
Scrutator, yeah.
Scrutator. And apparently that was a Tribune Wire Service guy who wrote for a long time. And basically the headline is, Eastern critics at Dayton, meaning people that kind of came in for the trial, ignorant of types that make America great. And when I see those three words together, I think,
isn't that amazing?
Well, it's a whole story about how this Scrutator thinks that the intelligentsia, representatives of the latest phase of Atlantic seaboard culture, have come to Dayton for the past few days inspecting the natives and their cultural status. It basically goes on to say, if you believe in evolution, as these East Coast elites do, then why don't you believe in the evolution of America? Not the ideas, quote, of Boston and New York, not those cities as they actually live in are, but of the people in the Middle West, the people who are make up the true America. How often do we hear that these days of what real America is versus those in the cities? True as it was 100 years ago, people are thinking those sorts of things.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. And he goes on to say that the legacy of destiny are the fruitful women, the rangy men with the babies tumbling about their skirts, bare-legged boys and full-bosomed girls are the stuff of which empires are forged, meaning the people in Dayton. Look at them and hear the tread of future armies, the din of unborn cities. Meaning that's what really makes up America, not the elites in the cities. I just found that fascinating that 100 years ago, you find this all the time when you look through these old newspapers, how the present arguments can be echoed from the past.
Yeah, the disconnect between the quote-unquote elites and the workaday moms and dads, Joes and Janes in Little Tennessee or any other, let's say, red state in America. There's this massive disconnect between the blue dots and the red states. And if that's the difference between the elites and whatever is not elite, there it was in place 100 years ago. That's fascinating. Did you see the story to the left of that?
Yeah, from Dixon, Illinois. Jeez, it's a short one.
Here's the headline. Go.
Orders arrest of women smoking on Dixon streets. Chief Police Van Bibber, great name, Van Bibber, today ordered officers to arrest any woman caught smoking cigarettes on the streets of Dixon. Charges of disorderly conduct will be preferred. That's it.
That's John Hansen. We'll be you're on this evening, right?
I sure am.
Okay.
Your money matters.
You will have a lot of money matters to talk about. Thank you, John.
Thanks a lot.